the Fantasy Six Pack Hour with your hosts, Joe Bob and AJ Appleton.
Touchdown!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Welcome to the Fantasy Six Pack Hour. My name is Joe Bond, founder of FantasySixPack.net. With me, as usual, my co-host, AJ Applegarth. I'd ask how you doing, man, but this first half wasn't as clean as I think you guys were thinking, man. It was pretty rough, man. It's kind of rough on both sides, honestly.
Yeah, the first quarter was pretty ugly, so.
Oof, yes, it was.
I don't know.
The guy going with the run game. DeAndre Swift, no less. So,
yeah, I'm still waiting for the Rashard Penny sighting. Maybe he was in, and I missed it, but I don't think.
I have not seen it yet, but yeah, it's not looking good. So,
I think you mistaked him with Boston Scott a few times.
I didn't know
they were playing the Giants tonight, apparently, because that's when Boston Scott's the most effective. So,
yep.
Anywho. So tonight we've got a good show. We're going to be talking our week two rankings and start sit questions. Going to be going over some kind of injury impact reactions and just reactions from week one in general. Before we jump into that, though, want to remind you guys to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. Let's talk to us in the comments here. We appreciate it and we have fun doing it. And of course, jump over to fantasysixpack.net where you can become an all access member and you're going to have access to our award winning rankings. You're going to have access to our DFS projections, our Discord, where you can get access to all of us to ask your custom league advice as well. fantasysixpack.net/plans. And use promo code F6PNFL to save 10%. And that code is not going to last much longer. So jump in on it now. So that's where it's at. So without further ado, though, let's jump into our beer of the week real quick. And then we will bring in our guest and run with it. Ready?
Sure.
All right.
Beer.
All right, man. What do you have for us tonight, AJ?
All right, so I am drinking yet another Devil's Purse Brewing Co. Okay. This one's called Neon Shape. It's an American pale ale brewed with citrus, so we'll see how it goes. Looks pretty tasty. And it is quite very tasty.
All right. So this is one I've had before a long time ago. Found it again. Aslan Brewing Company, Mind the Hop, double IPA. It's one of their cheaper beers, which is weird because it's super good and it's actually pretty high ABV, which is weird. Like usually those are like the $22 ones. These are $15 for a 4-pack. So I'm always like, yep, cool. It's back. I'm going to grab it. So
yeah, might as well.
Cheers, and let's get rolling with this. Let's bring in our guest of the night, Kendall Valenzuela. You all probably know her. She's all over the place. Fantasy Life, senior analyst, director of social media. She's on SiriusXM from 12 to, 2 Eastern time? Is that what
yes.
it is? Yeah, so
yes.
2 hours, right?
11 to 1. 11 to 1.
I just know I'm in my car around 12 and you're there. So,
yes.
So it is great to have you on, Kendall. I'm ready to jump in on this.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the game tonight so far?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have to talk about the game tonight. That's totally fine. Like, it's, you know, not, you know what, though? I did start DeAndre Swift, even though I know better, but I'm okay with that. It's looking okay from that perspective. I think I couldn't tell if Justin Jefferson got in for that touchdown, and I have not checked if he was in for that one or if they.
He did not.
Okay. Of course.
Considering the Eagles have the ball and it's still 10-7.
Perfect. Perfect. So no, it's okay. But I'm glad I didn't bring a beer on here with you guys, because you guys drink really cool beer and I would have shown up and been like, this is my Coors Light. Please don't judge me. So I am drinking an imaginary Coors Light with you guys, but that's what I would have had. Awesome. And then I would have been like, this is a Coors Light.
We do not care what you bring. If you bring nothing, that's perfect. Fine too. But, appreciate you coming on, and I know you've got a hard out, so I wanted to just start and get going with this. So what we do is we kind of go through some start sit questions. It kind of reveals a little bit of my rankings that I'm, you know, I guess I'm known for right here. And then, you know, you can give your opinion as well. AJ gives his opinion. And we start with quarterbacks. Mike is the voice in the sky, our producer here, and asks the question.
Oh, yes. And this one, we got a spicy one. After that top five QB finish from Anthony Richardson, he makes an appearance back into this quarterback section. We got A. Rich against Houston, or are we starting Geno Smith against the Lions? I'll let you start off, Kendall.
Oh, man. You have to put me up against my Seattle Seahawks right away to start the show. That's just brutal. It's brutal. You know what? This is a spicy question, right? Because if you weren't in on Anthony Richardson in the offseason, or you thought it would take a little while, you know, week one looked really good for everyone else that you know, really liked him, right? You got the 20-plus fantasy points in week one, and you said, okay, you know what? I think I'll go – I think I'll go Anthony Richardson this time and see how it goes, only because I really like, you know, the matchup with the Houston Texans. And I think, you know, personally for me, when I look at Anthony Richardson, we put out a quote the other day at Fantasy Life, and, you know, he had 27% of the designed rushes, right, during week one, posted a 9% scramble rate. And so it's going to be really hard to not score fantasy points when you have a quarterback that is doing that for you. And so I think for me, Anthony Richardson is not going to be as much of a project as maybe other people, myself included too. I thought it would take him a little while to get up to speed. And I think he's going to have some really off weeks as well. I think he's going to be an up and down quarterback this year with more highs than lows, but I don't think he's going to be as much of a project as maybe we thought. And so I would go Anthony Richardson with that one against the Texans. Just keep an eye on, I think he was a full participant in practice today, but I know he's dealing with that bruised up knee. So that's the only thing I would look out for, but I think I'll go Richardson this weekend.
All right. I like the call. I'm gonna go Geno Smith. That's before I knew you were a Seahawks fan, but I think Detroit's definitely still flying high after week one upset of the world, basically, that came through. Although I didn't think it was much of an upset. I kind of had a hint that they were gonna win that game. But Geno did not have a good week one. I think he's going to bounce back pretty strong this week. And I just like the matchup. I think, you know, Detroit's coming home. Like I said, they're just going to be flying high. I think they might be a little too high and kind of like the Eagles were getting smacked in the mouth at home after an ugly game one last week. I think Detroit could see some of the same kind of action, and Geno's going to have to play a big role for that to happen. So I like Geno this week personally.
I'm going to make the tiebreaker, and it's Kendall. I'm siding with you. It's Anthony Richardson. I mean, it's Houston. I know Detroit's not good either on defense, although they played their asses off. Let's be real, against Kansas City. No Travis Kelce, so that helped. But and, you know, Tony got block hands, but that be said, you know, that put aside a little bit, it's still Houston. They're just not good. Richardson's got the, you know, the floor we're all looking for with the rushing. I know there's going to be games where we're gonna be like, oh, Richardson looks like a rookie, just like you said. And I've been saying, and those games are going to, you know, scare people off for sure. But in games like this, These are the games you want to start Anthony Richardson in. This is why you drafted him. So go for it.
All right.
I love you. Love it.
Moving on.
I was kind of shocked to see just how much they utilized him in the red zone. It was just like watching Cam Newton 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On to the next one. And full disclosure, I did not mean to put Seattle in here twice.
Oh, no, don't do this to me.
Joe nice. Gave me a I couple no players. Idea. He's like, you know, try to like fit these into the questions. You know,
no.
I Jared Goff. I know what you guys did. That's it's okay. You. I respect it. Right.
So we got Jared Goff versus the Seahawks, or we get Brock Purdy against the Rams, who actually showed a little bit more fight than we all expected. Joe, you get to lead off this time.
Whoa. Yeah, this one's tough because, yeah, you're right. The Rams looked solid, of course, against the quarterback we just talked about, Geno Smith, who I liked coming into the season, and that's not looking good right now. Purdy looked amazing, and I'm still going Geno, though. Goff. I'm still going Goff. That Seattle secondary looked really ugly. Sorry, Kendall.
It's okay.
And it's, you know, Goff's got a lot of weapons there.
Outside of Tariq Woolen, it looked ugly. Tariq Woolen knocked down Purdy
still needs to prove a little some things. I know he's kind of a backyard quarterback still, in my opinion. So like I think to trust him like that is pretty tough. So I'm gonna go Goff.
All right.
I think AJ, you're next.
Yep. AJ gets to go next this time.
I guess I can point the right all right. So the cool thing that I saw somewhere on a tweet, I'm sure, was that this is the first time that a number one overall quarterback pick in a draft will play the Mr. Irrelevant pick as a quarterback in a draft. So
that is pretty cool, actually.
I'm just going to go with Purdy just solely on that. No, I think he definitely surprised me last week. I did not see that coming from him. I was, very closed-minded on whether or not he could actually succeed and kind of bring back that fire that he had at the end of last year. You know, he just didn't really play anybody in my mind. And you know, he had kind of an easier run, but he's got a fantastic defense behind him too. So that definitely helps him. LA's defense isn't what it used to be. He's still got Aaron Donald, but I just think Brock's going to show out again.
I'm with you. I think I'd have to go Brock here, not because of my Seahawks bias, though. I really promise it's not because of that. But no, I agree. I'm someone that, you know, I didn't love Brock Purdy coming into this year, right? I thought it was going to be something like we're going to actually see who he is as a quarterback, and maybe he's going to fall back a little bit. But I think, you know, what we saw in week one, too, was that they were so good in all phases of the game, right? It was just everything clicked. And I wrote an Overreaction Monday piece on them, and I just said, you know what, like, we'll see him in the Super Bowl if it keeps going like that, because they have so many mouths to feed, but they like they're just so like stoked and just awesome on offense. And you've got Kittle, and if Brandon Ayuk is really just popping like he did last week and continues to do it, and Debo and all the, you know, CMC, like there's too much firepower with them to be, you know, totally awful. And so I think if Brock Purdy just stays good, you know, gets the whatever he had last week, 16.8 fantasy points, you know, I think I'll stick with that, and that offense, especially going up against the Rams.
Yeah, I like it. It's close. It's close to me, but yeah.
I mean, I look at it like, who's going to score? Is Jared Goff going to score more than two touchdowns? Because that's pretty much the baseline for Purdy now. He gets pretty much two passing touchdowns a game.
Yeah.
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 He's a super safe still streamer, in my opinion, at this point.
Yeah.
Although there's a lot of leagues now that are rostering two quarterbacks regardless. That seems to be like the new thing. So he's probably gone. So good luck.
True.
All right. Let's move over to running backs, man.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes, we are on to the running backs. And AJ, you are lucky enough to start us off this one. Oh my gosh, there is a theme going on here.
Third time.
God, is it a Seahawk player?
Well, no, it's okay. a Lions player.
We've got the whole show lined up with only Seahawks. It's incredible. And Detroit.
No, this one you can blame on Joe. He specifically requested this name. Jahmyr Gibbs versus Seahawks, okay, or Rashad White versus a very juicy matchup against the Bears. AJ, let's hear it.
My vote on this one is actually going to be solely based on my fantasy ownership. I have zero shares of Gibbs, and I have a ton of shares of White, and I was very sad with my shares of White last week, so I think that he's going to bounce back as well. You know, Chicago did not look good at all. Their entire team was just in disarray. It was very reminiscent of the Eagles game that I had to watch after. So, yeah, I feel like White's, he's got to start getting some. If he gets enough touches, I think they implement him well enough into the scheme like they did last year. He should be worth it.
Is it me?
All right. Yep. Yes. All you, Kendall. Yeah. We're kind of going
perfect. All right. I'll go ahead. You know, I have a good amount of Jahmyr Gibbs. Not very fun. For the first week, but I do think, you know, if you look at you look at David Montgomery right in week one, and he played 79% of the snaps. He had 21 carries, 74 yards. And you look around and you say, okay, maybe Jahmyr Gibbs is gonna, you know, he's gonna get his. And I think they even came out with a quote today saying, you know, that they're easing him in and making sure that he's ready for that bigger role. So until he is ready for that bigger role, I think I would agree. You know, if you're going into your matchups this week and you can see that, you know, you're, you know, a steady underdog and you definitely need some points on the board, I would definitely go with Rashad White this weekend. I even typed it into the Fantasy Life Start Sit tool just to make sure that I liked it. And our point and our point projection is even are like just great. I mean, you got Jahmyr Gibbs, our point projection is 9 fantasy points, and then you've got it's not better with Rashad White, but you have 12.2, which at least going up against that defense, you can see a world where he does a little bit better. So I'd go Rashad White, but I'm really holding on to my Jahmyr Gibbs shares, and I'm excited when I can be able to use him. Hopefully, you know, if it's not this weekend, then hopefully you're comfortable starting him in the next couple weeks, you know.
All right, Joe, why'd you want to talk about Jahmyr Gibbs? Let's hear it.
So Jahmyr Gibbs, as Kendall alluded to, like, was a hot player to draft. And yeah, and I always thought he was being a little overdrafted. Look, I think the kid's going to be good. But I was worried, especially early season, that he was going to get that DeAndre Swift role. And it happened, and not worse. I looked at DeAndre Swift's utilization from the last season when he was healthy. He was still getting more work than what Gibbs got. And so, like, there's a lot of, you know, room to grow for him. It's just not there yet. So, yes, it is Rashad White. Yeah. I still like Gibbs. I think, you know, we saw him when he got the ball, he looked amazing. He was electric. He was fast. He was making juice, spinning. It was fun to watch. But he just didn't get enough touches. And that's what we want, especially at the running back position, is volume. So Rashad White is the guy. Against Chicago. And look, let's be honest, I was pleasantly surprised at how at least decent the Tampa Bay Bucks looked last week. I mean, I think we all thought this offense was just gonna be just the worst, right? Outside Baker's of like Baker. And
yeah,
Baker looked okay. I mean, he got the job done, right? It wasn't always pretty, but he got the job done. So I think White will have a solid season.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield.
I agree.
Baker Mayfield, man. I just can't.
I mean, I don't want to go there. The other point to make with that, just real quick, is that everybody was deathly afraid of drafting Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
True.
Like, those two are like two of the best receivers in the league. Even Baker Mayfield can make them better than what their ADP was.
Yeah.
And I was drafting them as many times as I could, but I was in too many smart leagues and I couldn't grab them. So it is what it is.
All right. Who we got next?
All right. So next one here, we got somebody coming off a multi-ligament tear with Javonte Williams, who didn't actually look that bad in week one. Let's be honest. Against the stout Washington Commanders, or Tyler Allgeier coming off two touchdowns against the Packers. Kendall, you get to start us off.
I think it's Tyler Allgeier. If I'm looking at everything, you know, I know that Bijan Robinson managers were probably looking at that game and saying it's very Arthur Smith of Arthur Smith to like take away touches from the guy that they drafted when they did. And you were paying a pretty penny for Bijan Robinson as well in a lot of your drafts. And you're looking around like, what the hell is Tyler Allgeier doing around here? I do think, though, that Desmond Ridder is not up to speed yet, or he's not going to be. I'm trying to be nice with Desmond Ridder. I think he only passed 18 times in that game in week one. So, you know, I think if they're, you know, but the thing with Arthur Smith that it frustrates me, because we play fantasy football, but they're going to keep doing what allows them to win. And I think that's going to be feeding Tyler Allgeier. And I think it's going to be feeding Bijan Robinson. I think Bijan Robinson is going to be taking a lot of that pass game work away from Drake London, like we saw, away from Kyle Pitts, like we saw. So I think there's room for both Bijan, though, and Tyler Allgeier to be okay together. I do think by midseason or close to fantasy playoffs, Bijan kind of runs away with it. But I think for now, you can start Tyler Allgeier and be pretty comfortable.
Joe?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, my rankings right now say Javonte, but it's a lot closer than, you know, I would have thought it would have been, like, once the projections came out and everything else, and I moved some people around. You know, you move Allgeier down just because of the absolute, you know, studly talent of Bijan. But yeah, Kendall, you made a great point. And, you know, we see this a lot from rookie running backs. I mean, we even saw it with Jonathan Taylor, right? You know, these teams, they kind of slow play him in. And I wouldn't say they technically slow played Bijan in. He still got a ton of touches, but he didn't get the workload that you would have thought. And I mean, let's be like, he caught like 6 for 10 yards catching. Like, that wasn't good. So, like, you're right. Desmond Ridder is just not there yet. And so even if he's dumping it off to Bijan, I mean, how many yards are we really expecting there? And we'll talk about this later, but man, I pray for Drake London.
I know.
So I don't want to talk about him later. I do not. No, I have
Jamie,
no
harsh I agree, feelings man. About Thank him. Thank you. Hit that like button. How about the 6-pack? Love it.
That's right. All right. So I would be going Allgeier on this one too. I was definitely surprised to see what he did and how much usage he got compared to Bijan. I mean, I was sitting there watching the draft hoping Bijan would kind of follow the Eagles, even though they had just picked up, you know, Swift and Penny and whatever. I thought, well, why not keep going and just building a running back room when you're never going to use any of them? So I feel like Atlanta just got the same thing. And Allgeier.
Speaking of running backs, and Kendall, you said you started Swift.
Oh my God, what'd he do?
He literally got tackled at the inch line, and then they ran it in with Hurts.
I was just gonna say, did they do a tush push?
Of course they did. Of course they did.
That's what they did for the first.
It's just gonna be so gross. It's gonna be so gross. It's gonna be like that all season. But I'm okay. They're feeding him, so I'm okay. Yeah,
he's
I'm okay.
At least getting yards.
Don't get him back, apparently, because we all expected that.
So brutal. Wait, so you, brutal.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. So Allgeier is my pick. All right.
Oh, I can't.
All right. Now this Please, one I apologize. This one's not a this one's not a flashy one, but there's people out here deciding between these two running backs.
Uh-oh.
All right, Joe. Isaiah Pacheco at Jacksonville or James Conner versus the Giants?
Just say neither. Just say none.
I promise you, there's one person with these two players under
Drake London
their roster.
For the win.
Just give up now. No, it's good. AJ, I think this is yours, man. Or is it mine?
No, it's
you, Joe.
Yeah.
Ah,
it's you.
All right. Sorry, it's James Conner. Dude, did we see how bad the Giants looked last week? I mean, that's all we gotta say is that's like a Keith. Sorry. That's my co-owner. We have our little saying here. He's a Giants fan, so we like to say. And of course, AJ's an Eagles fan, Kendall, and I'm a Commanders fan, so
we like to make fun of.
Hope you're listening, Keith. Love you, man. So it's Conner. I mean, Pacheco, I mean, even without Kelce, like, they just didn't give him the ball.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of snaps, you know, routes, fine. Just, they didn't touch the ball. In a game where you thought maybe they would rely on the running game a little bit, they decided to be like, nah, we're good. We're going to rely on all these schmuck receivers we've got. No thanks. So I'm out. He's got to fall into the end zone to make it happen. And yeah, obviously he could. But I just want to still rely on the volume for Conner.
Yeah, that's AJ. Where I'm going with this one. I mean, we just saw what Tony Pollard did to the Giants. And he had a very nice game. So I think James Conner can have maybe half of that. And Pacheco, I just don't see him doing anything yet. I am a fan of Jacksonville's defense. I think they've got a good squad there. Conner just has a better matchup for me. So that's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you guys. First of all, this is gross. If you have to decide between this, I'm so sorry, because like that's
you know there's zero RB.
Yeah, there. Oh man, that's tough. It's tough. But you know, James Conner, it's not pretty what James Conner's doing without Kyler Murray there. But you know, it's really tough to fade someone when they look at 20 plus, you know, touches, 80 plus percent of the snaps on a weekly basis. So I think for me, you know, James Conner is, while it will be gross and you'll get sick to your stomach if you're making this decision, I think James Conner is the way to go, because he's going to have, I mean, he's projected, you know, to get at 12 fantasy points. And if that's what you need, you know, it's fine. It's nothing great. It's nothing beautiful, but he's at least going to get you some points on the board.
Agreed. Yeah. You didn't draft him for much more than that, hopefully.
So. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So, well, I mean, to your point, Joe, like, this is definitely a zero RB team right here. Mm-hmm. And it's the same team that we're going to talk about next in our wide receivers, because they got some studly wide receivers because of this strategy. We got Brandon Ayuk, who just, nice, you know, went off against the Rams.
I love
the
trio questions. I love this. It makes me work.
I know. Oh, yeah. You did get to start 2, sit 1 in this one.
Oh, okay.
T. Higgins versus the Ravens, or Garrett Wilson against the Cowboys. Kendall, you get to start us off.
Okay, so I think, God, I feel so bad about Aaron Rodgers. Like, it just makes, I just feel so bad for everyone and Jets fans and everything else. So I think I'll go T. Higgins here. And the other one was
Brent Ayuk.
I think which sounds awful, but I get, you know, first of all, we saw what the Cowboys defense did in week one. And so that's the first thing that worries me just a little bit. And then the other part of it is Zach Wilson. That worries me also, which is not great, right? I hate to do that because it's Garrett Wilson. But you know, he probably, I mean, you guys are going to go through rankings and stuff. Like, I always ask people how far they moved Garrett Wilson down the ranks after that injury and like where that puts him. So I think Joe Burrow bounces back this week, whether that's meaning that he's back to true Joe Burrow form, I don't know. But I think I'll go T. Higgins there and Brandon Ayuk, and it's so gross because it's Garrett Wilson. So you guys could convince me otherwise, though, for sure.
All right, and before you go, Joe, I'm pulling the reverse card because I messed up and AJ should have went first. So we're gonna AJ next, and then he's gonna get the next question. So AJ,
as I just re-upped on the sheet to fix your mistake.
Card.
All right, so am I going now? Yeah, I'm totally confused. What did you just do?
I pulled the reverse. Right. You get to go.
Yeah, of these three, I agree. I got to go. Ayuk is a no-brainer to me. And Higgins, that's tough, though. Garrett Wilson is so good, but with an unknown throwing to him, or Zach Wilson.
We know. It's not an unknown. We know. We don't like it.
Well, yeah.
We
that's,
out.
That's what I mean. He is an unknown in the terms of people who spent $85 of fab on him in Scott Fish this week. So thankfully I was not one of them. But yeah, I think Burrow just looked very Zach Wilson-esque, possibly worse. And I don't see that happening again from him. I think he's going to bounce back. Division game. It's in my mind between Cincy and Baltimore who takes that division. So I think Higgins is going to get back on the positive side this week and slightly edge out Garrett Wilson and his, you know, lots of looks and few receptions from bad targets.
He got five targets last week.
Yeah.
Yes, he caught all five. Fantastic. Thankfully, one for a touchdown because it was only for 34 yards. This isn't going to be good. So out on Wilson if you got guys like this. Well, yeah, Wilson's going to be fine. I mean, he ended up being fine last year, you know, rookie of the year. But just now, you got Higgins and Ayuk, who we just saw ball out last week. Move on. So.
All right. So with this reverse card, AJ, you get to start on this question.
All right.
So start two out of these three. your favorite wide receiver. I'm glad it worked out like this. Drake London versus Green Bay.
That's why you screwed it up. You just wanted me to talk badly about Drake
London. Everything happens for a reason, my friend. Christian Kirk versus the Chiefs. Or Jahan Dotson versus the Broncos, AJ. Who you sitting?
Who am I sitting?
Good luck with this one.
Honestly, I'm sitting Drake London just solely out of spite because he cost me my game last week. And that's the kind of player I am. So not only did he get me a fat zero and I lost by 1 point, Mark Andrews was injured and I lost him. So I put in Isaiah Likely thinking he'd get more than the 1 point he got. Uh-oh. And I had Ayuk on the bench. So I don't want to talk about Drake London ever again until he actually shows up. But no, I do think Kirk is an easy start for me. Dotson, I do like. I think Howell can have a decent game against Denver. You know, their defense kind of showed up last week. It was Las Vegas, though, but they still lost the game. So Russ apparently is not back like we had talked about him potentially doing. I do like Howell, though, so I'm going Dotson and Kirk. I'm sitting Drake because F him this week.
I get sitting Drake, but no. I'm not going to overreact to 1 week. I know I don't like Desmond Ridder, and I don't believe in him, but I don't also think that he's going to throw the ball to Drake London one time again. This is not going to happen. Green Bay's not that great of a defense. They're not bad, but no. There's going to be way better days ahead for London. Christian Kirk also had like an oddly weird day. He got outshined by Zay Jones, which, I mean, happened a bunch last year. Like we kind of expected Calvin Ridley to do his thing. So, you know, maybe it's going to be Ridley and then Jones and Kirk kind of flip-flop. Maybe that's what we're going to see. So maybe this is a Christian Kirk week. I just think Christian Kirk is way too talented. And they paid him way too much money to only throw him the ball twice. That's not going to happen anymore. And then Dotson going against Denver, man. Like, I don't want any part of that. I know they got kind of showed up last week, but I still think Washington didn't really show up last week either. So, like, against who we all think is the worst team in the league, Arizona. So I'll sit Dotson.
And they played pretty well. They were making me worry for a little bit.
I think I'm with, I'm going to sit Drake London. I'm going to sit drink London until he proves to me that right. he's not he's like, I don't
one target. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just tough. I can see Arthur Smith. Like I said, why would they, you know, try and change things up if they're scoring the way that they are and they can now pass to Bijan Robinson. True. You know what I mean? So it's really tough. And he even had that quote this week that was like, oh, you know, he was asked about him getting one target and he was like, oh, let the fantasy, you know, managers worry about that. And I'm like, we are worried, Arthur Smith. We're very worried. Thank you so much for thinking of us. So I think I really will sit Drake London though, not because I also started him. But until, you know, maybe something changes, like he just seems like he could get that treatment all year, especially if they keep winning the way that they are and they, you know, can start passing to Bijan. So it's really tough because he's so talented, and it sucks too because he's so talented. It's just like Kyle Pitts. So, you know, it just doesn't seem startable right now, at least.
I will say this about both Pitts and London. They ran routes on a phenomenally like large amount of plays. So like they're out there. Ritter really just has to
cardio fly
to get them the ball.
Yeah.
It's all on Ritter. So yeah, give me another couple of weeks and then I'm probably totally out, but I'm not giving up yet.
Good on you. I have given up. I've given up. I feel so sad. It's just
bye week. Here stomach. You come back into my lineup.
They're gonna have the most in shape pass catchers out of the
exactly
league.
Cardio club.
Awesome. All right.
I need to be part of that club. Burn off some of this. Anyway. I can catch zero passes in the NFL. I mean, come on.
Don't make me laugh. I've been going to a I'll new just gym. Run around like a jackass. Like, the top of my abs hurt, dude. I was like, I didn't know that was possible. But they do.
All right. Last receiver question. Joe, you get to finish off the receiver section. Start two out of these three. You get the hot rookie, Zay Flowers, against the Bengals. George Pickens with the Deontay Johnson injury against the Browns. Or do we trust Michael Thomas again against the Panthers?
I'm going to say Flowers and Pickens are my two. Pickens, I know, the Steelers look just awful. They could actually get smacked again, just like Cincy did, where that front four of Cleveland just drives through and just makes Pickett's life just miserable, just like they did with Burrow. But Flowers is going to be apparently the target hog there, and since he doesn't quite have the secondary, it looks like, to be able to stop that. Michael Thomas to me, he was fine. You'd probably draft him as like a wide receiver four. So like, if you need him in a flex spot, cool. But out of these three, I'm going to go with the guys who seem to be getting the larger target share this week. That's pretty much all it comes down to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Me. All right.
All right. Since I did pull that reverse card, it is technically Kendall's turn to go if you would like it. To go.
No, whatever you guys want. Yeah, I'll go really. I'll go. Yeah, I think I agree. I'll go Zay Flowers for sure. I think I really like him in that Ravens offense. I think it all makes sense with him and Lamar Jackson and that connection. And I'll go George Pickens as well, only because that Deontay Johnson injury, which was weird because today he tweeted like he's only day to day and not, it's just, I don't know what the heck's going on over there, but I don't like
don't
it.
Listen to players.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't like it. I'm going to go George Pickens only because I did like Rashid Shaheed on the waiver wire this week too. Mm-hmm. I liked people talking about him. So if he continues to play well, I think Michael Thomas is going to play well too. Like, I think it's going to be really close between Michael Thomas and George Pickens. So I'll go with the flashier of the two and go George Pickens in this one and Zay Flowers.
All right. AJ, you going flashy?
I'm going reverse card flashy, I guess. I'm actually going to go Thomas and Flowers, mostly because of, the electricity we saw from Flowers. The targets, double-digit targets in week one is awesome. I think a lot of that may have had to do with Mark Andrews not being there. He should hopefully be back this week, so that might cut into Flowers, you know, targets overall, getting that safety net back for Lamar. But at the same time, I think after seeing what we saw in week one, maybe Lamar has somebody else that now he knows he can trust and he can throw to. You know, he was 84% snap share last week, so that's huge. Pickens did beat out Thomas slightly on the snap share. Oh no, not slightly. He was actually the highest at 89. Thomas was still at 80. You know, I think now that Thomas has a good quarterback again throwing to him, I think this is going to help him. I like the upgrade with David Carr. I love Shaheed too. Hello, Mr. Scampers. How are you? And I'm just going with Thomas for now. Calvin Austin actually jumped up out of nowhere last week for Pittsburgh. They were behind in that game, so they had to throw a lot. Not sure if they'll definitely be as behind with Cleveland. I think it'll be a closer game. So going Thomas and Flowers.
All right. I like it. I like it. I can't quit Michael Thomas. I don't know what it is.
I got sucked into him like early in draft season when he was like ninth round. And I was like, man, can he be this bad again? Like, I don't know. There was like nobody on the board at that point. I'm like, he's even 2/3 of what he was worth this. So I think I'm okay still. But yeah, I mean, we're seeing guys pass him and, you know, injuries happen. So of course, guys like Pickens jump him. Well, Pickens and Thomas were pretty close to me, honestly. But now Pickens is slightly ahead of him. So because of an injury. So it is what it is. But all right, we got one more left, man. Let's do it.
Yep, we finish it off with just one tight end because let's be honest, it's a wasteland.
True. It was bad.
Yes, it was. All right, Kendall, you get to go first. You got David Njoku against the Steelers or Darren Waller against the Cardinals?
Oh, I'm going to go. It's going to be just like, I'm going to go Darren Waller, and I'm going to hate every single second of it. Like, I'm going to hate it. And I'm just going to throw that out there because he was my most drafted tight end, which should have just been problem number one for me, but he's dealing with the nerve hamstring. I don't know what that is. If he's not playing, then he says he's playing. He wasn't on the injury report today, I guess. So I'm trying to believe and talk myself and manifest that he could actually be okay. So I'm going with him for, I mean, I'm seriously going to watch him. I mean, the Giants also looked awful. They did not look good. And so I'm going to go with him this week because I'm trying not to play too scared. And like you said, tight end is a wasteland, and it's like between him or trying to see if Greg Dulcich can come off the injury report. And so I'm going to go Darren Waller, and I'm not going to like it, but that's what I'm going to do.
Why you gotta hurt me?
I'm sorry. Greg Dulcich. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that hurt.
He's not even playing.
I know. I'm aware. Thank you.
It's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
Thanks for reminding
me. There's a guy there that you
go get Troutman.
Yeah, Troutman.
This is Scott Fish. So there's no tight ends available.
Oh, man.
They're all gone.
Go get Troutman.
He's out there.
Yeah, so is it me? I forget the reverse.
Yes, it's you. Go.
Mike LaPlante.
That's the last question. You can take it, Joe.
Screw me up again. Whatever. Yeah. I think if Waller's healthy,
it's a curveball.
Him. He saw, you know, he at least was like the most heavily used, we'll call him a receiver in that offense last week. So there's at least that. So you got to hope that against Arizona, it works out a little bit better than what we all thought the Commanders were going to do against them. And maybe they got, you know, a little fire under their ass when they got smoked by the Cowboys. And so they're going to come out just firing this week. Njoku, and I know Pittsburgh looked just awful, but I still believe Pittsburgh's way better than they looked last week. That was a shock, I think, to everybody being like, whoa, what is happening to Pittsburgh right now? So I'm in on Waller over Njoku just slightly.
I'm gonna go with Njoku because he had two monster games last year against Pittsburgh. Granted, the first one was not with Deshaun Watson, so that was the better of the two games, but he still had a good game at the end of the season there. Double-digit points, mostly because he got the touchdown. I think that's what's going to sway it on this one. I feel like he has a better advantage at being a red zone target. Plus Waller, when I threw him in here, I didn't even realize that he was still dealing with the injury shit. So my apologies on that one. But
yeah, we had to pivot. We realized we threw in Goddard at first.
Yeah,
like, oh, he's playing like, tonight. Wait, well,
he's already playing. So I think Njoku.
The answer would have been Goddard.
Oh yeah, so that's where I'm going.
That's not really working. So
another tight end that didn't even score a point last week.
I had three tight ends. Okay, so in one league, I had three tight ends: Goddard, Chig, and Shuna Walker, whatever dude from Dallas. All three of them 0 points.
Shuna
so it wouldn't have mattered which one of the three I would have started.
Shuna Walker.
I mean, yeah. Skywalker. Incredible. Luke Skywalker.
Doesn't matter. He didn't score you any points.
Exactly.
So
that's why I don't remember his name. If you would have scored me a touchdown, I'd remember who you are. And then I would have been.
All right. Well, Kendall, I know we've hit your time limit, and we are actually done with the start sit questions. So I appreciate you coming on the show. Yeah. Before you jump out though, let everybody know where they can find you and what you got going on this year.
Yeah. SiriusXM 11, 10, 9, 8. Yes. 11 Eastern. I'm West Coast, so I always have to think about it. 11 Eastern to 1, 5 days a week. We're over there. SiriusXM channel 87. And then, yeah, just go out and check out Fantasy Life. That's the big one. FantasyLife.com. I mean, Dwayne's dropped the new utilization report tool that's completely free. We've got start sit tools. We've got really everything you need, and subscribe to the newsletter while you're there. And give me a follow at KValenzuela17. And I was so happy to join you guys tonight. It's so fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for
great
coming
to have
on
you here and have a good night watching the rest of the game. And we will hopefully touch base soon.
Awesome. Thanks guys. Have a all good right. one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Night. All right, AJ. So just a couple of things. I think, to close out the show.
I've been promising some viewers here.
I was gonna get to it. I was gonna say we've got some questions. Mike, you're gonna have to throw them up on the screen here because I've lost track of them in the comments here. So if you've got them.
Yep, I got first off we got AKA Bash. Yep, AKA Bash is the first one here. How we feeling about Pittman, Zay Jones, and Dobbs?
Well, Dobbs is dealing with an injury.
But he played last week and had a good game. So
he did, but he's still dealing with an injury. And Watson might return, so you've got to be weary of that. I think if Watson returns, it's clearly the first two. If Watson doesn't return, oof, man. That's going to be close. I think it's Pittman, and then it's
I think Pittman Dobbs personally. We just talked about how Zay Jones could give way to Kirk.
But I mean, I'm not sure. I'm still not sure I'm a Dobbs boy.
I like Dobbs.
Where the hell I have him on here? I mean, yeah, Jones and Dobbs is super close right now.
I think,
man,
it just depends on
without Watson. Jones is just slightly higher, by the way. So with Watson or without Watson, I think you slide Dobbs in front of Jones. With Watson, did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
If
continue.
Watson's
with
healthy
Watson,
and
you
playing, yes, it's Jones.
Then you slide Dobbs behind Zay Jones if he's healthy.
Yes.
Have another beer.
It's been a long damn day, dude. My brain's not working apparently. Anyway,
it's all right. keep it working because we got, I think, one or two more.
Cool.
Mr. Scampers, longtime listener. Ninjoku or Musgrave?
I'm going to Joku.
I'm going to Joku on that, yeah.
And rookie tight ends, I don't trust him. Sorry. Don't.
And I go to Joku too. I don't. I tend not to trust the rookie tight ends, even though Musgrave did not look yet. All right.
I mean, look, I will say this: the rookie tight ends this past week, Laporta, even Musgrave, got a lot more work and were more involved than I thought that we would see some of these guys. Still not there yet.
And then this one's not really a start sit, but Mr. Scamper's having some fun. Will Tannehill get me minus 9.28 fantasy points again this week?
Oh no. Yikes. Dude, he looked like
he doesn't throw the ball at Chiggy.
I'm gonna say he had old man arm, dude. Like I'm a big Hopkins truther this year. Thought like going there, it couldn't get any worse. And at the value you were getting Hopkins, it was going to be perfectly fine. You could tell Hopkins was like, why in the hell are you throwing me the ball in triple coverage? You know, many choice words. And yeah, not good. So hopefully the coaching staff tells Tannehill, stop it. Like I tell my kids all the time. Because that was bad. That was not good.
And I won't PPR take a victory lap.
Algier or Sutton. Ooh. Safest? Yo. That's, it's full PPR?
Yeah, full PPR.
Oh, that's going to be close.
Depends on Judy, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah,
if Judy's out, I know.
I don't even know if that matters, man. Like, that's the thing I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know if it does. I don't think it does.
I kind of think the safer play, regardless, is Algier.
Yeah,
I know PPR, you know, you give a little boost to Sutton, but I mean, like, what do you got? Like, I don't memorize stats like that, you know, for every team. Sorry, but what do you get? Like five catches, like five targets for four receptions? It's brutal, man.
Yeah.
I'm debating. Thank you, Jimmy. Love you, man. Yeah. it's Cortland Sutton. I mean, five targets, four receptions, and that was supposed to be like a, that was supposed to be a nice game for them. Didn't happen. So yeah, I'll go Algier. They're gonna use that running back room that much. I think you just roll with it, right, AJ?
I think so. I mean, Algier was. I mean, they drafted him last year. They didn't just forget who the hell he was all of a sudden because Bijan was there.
Well.
I mean, they did in theory.
I don't know what thought it was going to be, but I mean, but no, like, but I mean, he had 15 rushing attempts to 10 for Bijan. So yeah, not good. Like you wanted more.
It's just the running so far this year has just been really weird. Obviously, you know, Philly brought in two guys. One of them was a healthy scratch. The other one barely played, and they leaned on Kenny Gainwell.
And Penny, who was a healthy scratch, has not touched the ball yet today.
He has not, and that sucks because I started him. Because
I started him too. I was all over it. I was like, he's got to play. No.
Yeah, because Gainwell's out. I was like, all right.
Worse is I got an update like maybe 10 minutes ago that Boston Scott's getting evaluated for a concussion. So why is Rashad Penny not in the game?
Well, the good news on that is that the Eagles don't play the Giants till like week 13. So,
all right, let's move on to the rest of this. Do we have any more questions, Mike? You were the ones keeping track of them. So,
just the news stuff. That's what we got.
I said questions. So,
As far as I can tell, unless you guys, you know, pop up any more questions, we're gonna move on.
We'll get to them when we can. So just to close out, what I wanted to do here is go through some of the, like, we used to do like a big injury segment where we went through all the injuries and like blah, blah, blah. It took forever. Yeah. It's pretty bleh. What I want to do is go through the injuries that like are making a big impact. And so J.K. Dobbins is the first one I wrote down, and could put this in any order, honestly, but J.K. Dobbins was the first one. And so he's out for the year, Achilles injury. So AJ, we're looking at, Gus Edwards. They brought Melvin Gordon back off the practice squad. Like Justice Hill was the big free agent, you know, pickup this week, because I think Gus was rostered in a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
But Gus was also, I think, also somebody who should have been picked up in a lot of leagues. But out of those two, I mean, tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I don't think Melvin Gordon matters at this point. But between Hill and Gus Edwards, who's the one that you want to roster? And what's your kind of, I don't know, confidence level in them?
Honestly, of those two, I would lean Edwards, because he has been the beneficiary of every other Dobbins injury. I feel like he's gotten more of the looks. He's, again, it's a comfort thing with Lamar, knowing that he's there. Not to take anything away from Justice Hill, I think he's a talented player. He just hasn't ever been given enough of the opportunity to show it. I think the big knock here is that Keaton Mitchell.
Alert. We have a Rashad Penny sighting.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Swift went over 100 yards and then they benched him. So, you know, he can't get too good.
Yeah.
But
I'm at 9:09 in the third quarter on this TV that I'm watching it on. I don't know how far the game is beyond that. But
what? Oh, you are way, way.
It's way back.
Way behind.
For whatever reason.
And we know, anyway. AJ, I think your point stands. Yep. I do want to show this stat, by the way. Hill averaged what? 1 yard per carry. Angelo, you are completely right.
Yeah.
Hill, I love that people throwing like 75% of their fab budget at Hill, Justice Hill this week, because they were clearly the ones who lost Dobbins. And I was like, I mean, I'll throw like 5%. Like it didn't make sense. Yes, he got the goal line carries, and it seemed, you know, I think we're becoming and I'm affected by this too, because I watch a lot of red zone. We're becoming a red zone, you know, audience, right? And we react to that. And so this is why football's played on Sundays, and then we don't do waivers till Tuesdays. We can all go back and look at the stats and reevaluate the games. And you guys need to like read sites like, you know, ours or Fantasy Life or whoever. It doesn't matter. I don't honestly care. Like, I would love for you to read ours, but whoever you get your information from, read them, because it will tell you the whole story. Justice Hill was actually not good. He just got goal line carries right. I mean, he scored twice. Okay. So is he going to do that again? I don't know. I agree with you, AJ. I think it's Gus Edwards. Moving over here to Aaron Rodgers. Obviously done sucks. And we kind of alluded to this earlier. Garrett Wilson is obviously going to take a hit. This entire Jets offense takes a massive hit. Look, they brought in Dalvin Cook. We got Breece Hall. Look, Breece Hall was good last year. Garrett Wilson was good last year. With backup quarterbacks, certain other people were good last year. Is there any hope in your mind that Wilson and Cook and Hall can live up to their fantasy football draft, you know, stock that they had coming into the season? Because those are the three. Those are really the only three that the majority of people care about. Maybe Elijah Mitchell or Elijah Moore. Sorry.
Yeah. Is there hope in my mind? Yeah, absolutely. But the, you know, the pessimist in me thinks that these guys are toast. They're not going to meet draft, you know, payment where you drafted these guys. They're not cashing that in right now. Dalvin Cook, maybe, because most drafts, early drafts, he wasn't even on the team yet. Breece Hall still was drafted fairly high. Wilson was definitely drafted higher. And Rodgers was drafted, at least in Superflex, he was
16
higher, quarter. But, as much as I give him crap for, the outlandish stuff he does, this sucks. Like, I didn't really want to see this for him. You know, I wanted to see him succeed here this year, and just have a new start and see what would happen with it, you know. But he brought in so many of his guys, including his coordinator, and he's gone 4 plays in the season. I mean, for them to even come back and win that game is crazy to begin with, but that's what's going to really drive the fantasy output of these 3 players we're talking about is that defense. If that defense plays as well as they did against a very good Buffalo team, I think that, New York might surprise some people. They're not just throwing the towel in, at least not yet. So that defense could potentially still lead them to like 500, or I guess it can't really be.
Yeah, well, I mean, it helps when Allen just chucks three interceptions, but
I think it's, will expectations be met? No,
it's brutal. It does suck. Random question that I got on Discord today: rest of the season, Garrett Wilson or Jalen Waddle? PPR.
Waddle.
Yeah, I went that way too. That's not the way it was being drafted.
For now.
I mean, that's not the way it was being drafted.
Nope.
But it was being drafted with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback.
Of course. Yeah. So, that's why I went. And honestly, to me, it's not.
Well, that's where.
It's not even super close.
Well, now we're to the point, I hate to say it, but we're to the point where draft capital does not matter.
No, and because there's already too many injuries, and we're going to get to another one here. Like, we're looking at Austin Eckler already, and I only put this in here, and I know he's not out, but there seems like a pretty good chance he's not going to play this week. But Austin Eckler is possibly out, but the other, kind of interesting news, and the reason why I brought this up is because I talked about it in my usage article that I wrote this past Tuesday on Fantasy Six Pack. Look, Austin Eckler only played 41% of the snaps. Joshua Kelly played 34% of the snaps. They both had the same amount of rushing attempts. Joshua Kelly got a lot of work in that game. Yeah. Eckler didn't get kind of dinged up until the very, very end of that game. So that made no difference in the amount of workload that they had. That really surprised me. I said 41 to 34 snaps. It was supposed to be 54% to 45%. But either way, the percentage for Eckler is way down compared to what he's normally doing. Do we now need to, think about Kelly as somebody that we need to roster. You know, other guys, I kind of alluded to in that article were like Jerome Ford with Chubb. Like that workload split was crazy.
Yep.
Split too. But like this one in particular,
I got obviously everybody's going after Kelly sighting.
This year because of Eckler or this week another because one. Of Eckler. Oh, well, AJ Brown just scored.
No, Rashad flag. Penny flag. That's his sighting. He got a holding call that called it back.
Oh, you jerk. But obviously this week with Eckler being banged up, people are going heavy into Kelly. But even without Eckler, would being injured, would you have gone after Kelly?
Yeah. I think I actually did in a couple of leagues just because of that usage. I was shocked to see it as well. I mean, I know he's been in the system. So I'm not as shocked to see him, you know, being able to succeed. It's just the amount of work that he actually got in week one. And again, it's just week one was so weird with these backfields, with how much usage guys you didn't think were going to get used got, albeit some due to injury, but others, like this is a perfect example. Ford was the other one I was thinking of too. I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, I know you mentioned it in the article, but that one blew my mind. Because when I took Chubb in a couple of leagues, I was stoked knowing he's the guy.
He still was a monster. Oh, like, yeah, Chubb exactly. was still so much better than Ford, but Ford got that, that Kareem Hunt treatment. Which is what makes me be like, okay, we need to think about this.
Yep.
So, yeah. And I talked about it on Discord too before I even published the article. So like, that's out there. So, want to go through three quick reactions to week one, AJ. The Bengals were bad. Like. Holy cow. And I know weather was atrocious for that game. So, you know, one concern for the Bengals for the last couple of years has been their offensive line, and they don't play well in Cleveland. So here we go. They just got crushed. I lost a matchup because Joe Burrow got me 4.5 points. I lost that matchup by 3 points. Joe Burrow even just plays like normally bad, I feel like, and I win. He plays horribly bad and I've lost. So there we go. Nothing.
I mean, did you see that bad beat that Matthew Berry posted that he got sent? The Aaron.
No.
So guy was down by 2 points going into Monday night and had Aaron Rodgers left to play.
Oh no. I know somebody who lost. Who was it? It was on our Discord. Who posted that? I forget who it was. They said they lost because of the punt return.
Did it because of the points scored against his defense knocked him below?
I don't remember exactly what it was.
But that is a bad beat. That's a bad beat.
The punt return. So yeah, that blows. But anyway, Bengals, man, like, what's the worry level on the Bengals?
It's kind of high. I mean,
really?
If Burrow, he came in to the season injured. He got back. But he was rushed back, I think. And, you know, kudos to him for getting back on the field for week one, but maybe not looking at what we saw. This affects T. Higgins, obviously Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd. I mean, this is a throw first offense. You know, Joe Mixon. Also bad, so
he did way better than everybody else did.
he did, but that's not really saying.
No, it was bad. Yeah, but Andrew's saying good call here.
Yeah,
Checking the weather matters. Hurricane Lee will be affecting the Northeast. Hmm. Hope the Pats aren't home this week.
They are.
I don't know the exact schedule. Oops, clicked on the wrong dang link. Pats are at home, but it is also Sunday. Well, it's Sunday night, so I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. But I don't know, man. Honestly, like with the Bengals, for me, like I think they're too good. I just think they're too good. I think that was just a weird game. Weather, I mean, like it was a freaking monsoon. It's not like Cleveland looked awesome either. They just have a better running game. So it really helped them. Like that type of game favors Cleveland. So I'll give them a little bit of pass on that one. Look, they're up against Baltimore. Great defense again. They got to show something. Mm-hmm. Then the worry meter goes up to like 5 or 6 for me. Right now it's at like a 2. I'm going to give them a pass. One bad game, I ain't worried about it. Giants, though, man. Giants, as we said earlier. Sucky Keith.
Big hashtag, small hashtag, suck it, Keith.
Embarrassed by the Cowboys, which, like, I don't like to say anybody gets embarrassed by the Cowboys, but they actually absolutely did. But when it's the Giants, I guess I could still have fun saying it. Where's our ticker, Mike, man? We got the hashtag. Yeah, we go. Sucky Keith, the hashtag.
There it is.
All right, so give your 1 minute spiel, AJ, on how much this, you know, gives you hope in the Cowboys being good versus the Giants being horrible.
Well, I never have hope.
But no, you know what I mean. For fantasy, let's put fandom aside. Fantasy, though, yeah. I get it, man. I get
so
it.
So the big thing here was a reverse hashtag suck at Keith turned into a hashtag suck at AJ because he had Dallas's defense in the fantasy six pack league matchup and rode that to the victory over me.
Oh, my God,
not very happy about it.
40 point defensive performance.
Yeah, that's absurd. You're welcome. I mean, Dallas's defense is legit. We've talked about it before. I've specifically talked about it before, as much as it pains me to talk about. They are a scary good defense. The Giants, I did not see them coming into this game and putting up a goose egg and then getting blown out the way that they did. I thought the Cowboys would win the game, but I thought that it would be a much closer game than it really was. I mean, it was just...
Well, nobody says 40 points, but yeah. It was bad.
And the big takeaway here, you know, for me as an Eagles fan is, okay, the Giants were frauds. We beat them three times last year, and hopefully we're going to beat them again twice. But the bigger problem is, in order for the Eagles to manage winning this division, you know, Washington looked decent at times against a very bad team. But
okay,
I mean, like 4 or 5 plays.
I think it's Arizona.
Exactly.
They're supposed to be horrible. So no, don't worry about Washington.
The Cowboys are the Cowboys and the 49ers clearly made a statement in week one against teams who, in my mind, are better than what they showed. From a fantasy standpoint, though, I mean, we already were questioning the Danny Dimes kind of breakout, I guess. I was on board with it happening. The receivers are a mess. I mean, we've already talked about that. Saquon did not look good. No. The fact that they were down so much, though, it's hard for him to really try to get going in something like that. But damn, Cowboys looked really good.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing though, too. Like if you really look at the box score, like it really wasn't that impressive by the Cowboys offense. I mean, like they had a blocked field goal return. They had a field goal. They had an interception return. Like, and then they had Tony Pollard. So, like, it wasn't awesome for by the offense. So I'm wondering what happens when all of a sudden, you know, it's they've got to rely on this offense a little more to score points, because like it didn't look good. It was just, I mean, at some point it was kind of like, well, the Giants just kind of rolled over and was like, okay, we're done, you know, like, because it was already game over at halftime. So, yeah. So I'm not totally being like, oh man, the Giants are great, because the stats by the Cowboys offense, you know, Dak and, you know, CeeDee Lamb, like, it wasn't great. But yeah, the Giants just, whew, that was bad by the Giants. Last one is the Rams, man, they actually looked pretty damn good. I was shocked, man. Absolutely shocked.
Yeah.
That they did what they did to the Seahawks. The Seahawks defense last year was decent, you know, but they made it happen without Cooper Kupp. And another weird, and I didn't mention it on purpose, another weird running back room was the Rams. Kyren Williams actually outrushed Cam Akers, or yeah, out snapped. Sorry, but Cam Akers outrushed him. But Kyren Williams got 15 carries, 52 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cam Akers 22 for 29 and 1. So if you look at the box score, you're saying, oh, 22 carries, they blew him out, it was Kyren Williams at the end. It actually wasn't. It was more Kyren Williams. The whole beginning of this game, he scored the 2 touchdowns. Cam Akers got the garbage time. It was like, okay. Matthew Stafford didn't turn the ball over. Finally, right? That's what his bugaboo was last year. 334 yards. Yes, did not throw for a touchdown, but didn't need to. Puka Nacua, 10 receptions on 15 targets. I mean, this was totally nuts, man. And then this defense came to life. Like, I don't know what to think about this, because I literally thought Seattle was just going to mop the floor with the Rams this week. Chad, I will get to your question in just a second. I want to let AJ answer this question.
Yeah. I mean, Puka Nacua was the big late round stab in a lot of the industry leagues.
Agent stab.
Leagues, honestly. That I was in. And yeah, I mean, everybody that didn't draft him was like, oh shit.
Yeah. He maybe he was the Rams hate game makers.
Is it the Rams or is it Sean McVay?
I mean, yeah, same thing.
Yeah. I will say that I'm benching Akers this week just because it's the 49ers.
Interesting enough, and this is funny, because yeah, I actually did get Puka Nacua in one league, and now he's dealing with an oblique injury, so he may not even play, but now he's playing the Niners. Angelo here is talking, I might keep him on the bench this week. I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't draft him to be a top three receiver on any of my teams. So playing the 49ers, you just steamrolled the Steelers. I might wait and make this his like prove it week.
This could be a perfect example of like the boom play that everybody's throwing fab at or trying to grab all the waiver wire.
I have no issues if you got him.
And then they start him this week, and if he doesn't show up, immediate drop. But if you spend a ton of money on him, you might not have to.
You don't have to. I get it. I mean, like what we were talking about in our in the league that Mike, it's our league, right? The fantasy six pack and the fans league one that we did. What was it? Dave Eddy threw like 38% of his fab money on Puka.
Yeah.
I'm like, oof. I mean, like, look, not only is Puka not a proven talent, this could have been a fluke, but two, Cooper Kupp could come back in 3 more weeks. Then what happens? He ain't getting 15 targets. You just blew 38% of your fab budget in 1 week on a guy that could play 3 more weeks. I don't know, man. That's rough. But yeah, man, it's kind of nice to see the Rams kind of, you know, do something nice here. And I think, you know, Tutu Atwell was kind of a shine. Van Jefferson, I think, Mike, you guys asked me about him. You and Dylan asked me about him on Sunday morning. And I was kind of like, man, I don't know, man. Like, we all want to believe in Van Jefferson, but when has it ever actually happened? Like, it's just felt like it's never happened. So I was kind of out on him. And thankfully it was, because he didn't do great. You know, it's just a weird situation. Like, you know, the Cam Akers people are kind of like, whatever. When Kupp comes back, Puka becomes his Robert Woods. I mean, that could be fine, and that's fine. But there's also Tutu Atwell, who played very well and kind of can already play that role. So it will be very interesting if and when Kupp comes back to see how this offense plays out. And, you know, I know a lot of people paid a lot of money for Kyron Williams too. That's another one too. So,
Vikings scored. They're cutting the lead down.
Vikings are because I forget you're far behind, so I'm not gonna say a whole lot more. Anyway,
they just scored.
I think that's all I've got for the show, guys and gals who are watching and listening.
Chad's question.
What is the question? Oh,
the one that you said you were going to get back to after I talked. It was, I'm probably not.
Yeah, I put it up on the screen. Ramondre Fukuoka in Dynasty.
Oh. Yeah. I'll take Ramondre. I don't want, I know. That's a huge overreaction. Sorry.
Are you getting Ramondre or are you giving him up?
Whichever size. Got Ramondre, that's the one I want.
I believe he's got Ramondre. I was reading his comments. He said, I'm worried I'm overreacting because I got put in a position to not draft him in my home league after calling this all season.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, there's a lot of, like, I sort of was a little in on Puka Nacua. Mark Strasburg on our Discord channel was all over. He could scream from the mountaintops as much as possible to go draft this guy. But now for Ramondre, that's a bit much. I mean, I just feel like that's a bit much. So I can't do it. I don't know about you, AJ.
I agree. No, Ramondre played the Eagles defensive line, and that interior.
He's very good.
Yeah, I would stay with Ramondre
personally. I know we saw Zeke get a lot of work too, but Zeke's not gonna. He might get a bunch of work, but he's not good anymore, and he's probably not gonna be there next year. Yes, they'll probably bring in somebody else, but Stevenson's top notch, so no way. Anyway, that is it for the show. Hope you all enjoyed it. Again, hit that subscribe button. We appreciate it, and we will see you all next week when we talk through some week 3 rankings. With some start sit questions as well, and guess to be determined. We'll pull one in eventually, but haven't determined that yet. But have a good night, everybody. We will see you all next time.